Nolte, far-left columnist Robin Givhan out at Far Left Washington Post. By John Nolte on August 18, 2025. The bloodshed continues at the far-left Washington Post with the News Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Robin Givhan has accepted a buyout. The Trump-ish longing of the regime media shows no signs of slowing down. So, recently the Post offered buyouts to anyone who'd been there for 10 years or longer. It was the first time I'd been eligible for such a thing. So, I considered it. It was a fair amount of dollar, Givhan announced on her verified Instagram account. I agonized about it. I fretted. I procrastinated until the last possible moment. I considered my needs, my desires, my beliefs. A creature of deadline to the end. And I decided to take it. I love the Post. It's where I grew up as a journalist. I am a believer in the importance of institutions, of legacy media, of mainstream media, she continued. There's still a lot to be said, and I'm just self-centered enough to believe I'm someone who needs to be heard. So I'm not done. Democracy definitely dies in darkness, but it is gravely wounded by silence. Whatever. Bye. One wonders how democracy will survive without Givhan's headlines such as Marc Jacobs's anti-politics, from phonails to creative freedom. President Trump addresses Congress, and nothing about it was normal. See inside Kamala Harris's VP house as J.D. Vance prepares to move in. What does diversity mean in a second Trump administration? Thanksgiving is our most woke holiday. That's why it's so great. Cory Booker's unflagging joy. The groundbreaking normalcy of Doug Imhoff. Kamala Harris's powerful laughter in the face of weirdness. Hoping joy cometh in the morning, Auntie Maxine, a hallelujah chorus. Stormy Daniels's voluble specificity. Donald Trump's specific brand of racism resurfaces as he woos black voters. When Fani Willis took the stand, her fury was precise and laser-focused. Marjorie Taylor Greene's big mouth and her big white, fur-rimmed coat. Republican Byron Donalds is black. That's basically the talking point. Admiring the beauty, and beautiful politics, of the black family home. Speaker Pelosi's style of power. I went back 3 years and can sum up her work in one word. Z. I don't know what she won her Pulitzer for, but I'll bet it was stupid. She wrote the safest, most anodyne, and treacly nonsense you can write at the Washington Post. Nothing ever colored outside the lines or dared to question the conventional wisdom. She even gushed over the credibly accused girlfriend abuser Doug Imhoff. Givhan was not in the business of doing anything other than affirming and comforting the rich elites who subscribe to the Post so they can be affirmed and comforted. If she believed she was trolling Trump supporters, my job is to cover the media, and this is the first time I've paid any attention to her. So. Just another member of the leftist Borg. But now she's been schlonged, which means we can add her to the ever-expanding list of the schlonged, and rejoice in knowing we can return to our default position of forgetting someone so stridently forgettable. Robin Givhan exits Washington Post. Glenn Kessler stops lying at the Washington Post. Jonathan Capehart stomps out of WaPointiers, I'm guessing. Philip Bump documented serial liar exits Washington Post. Catherine Rampell leftist WAPA columnist accepts buyout. Terry Moran self-immolated out of ABC due to TDS meltdown. Ruth Marcus Washington Post columnist resigns. 538 Disney/ABC's wildly biased polling site shutters. Paul Krugman always wrong New York Times columnist forced out. Jim Acosta CNN anchor forced out. Nora O'Donnell failed CBS anchor out. Chuck Todd NBC's former Meet the Precious DEI'd out. Andrea Mitchell NBC Harrington ages out of job. Chris Wallace son of someone out at CNN. Jennifer Rubin, lunatic columnist quits Washington Post in a snit. Joy Reid racist MSNBC anchor too racist for MSNBC. Fired. Neil Cavuto Fox News anchor scurries away. Alex Wagner demoted at MSNBC. Ayman Mahyildin lost MSNBC show. Olivia Nuzzi out at New York Mag for allegedly stalking RFK Jr. Katie Fung lost MSNBC show. Jonathan Capehart, lost MSNBC show. Steps down from Washington Post editorial board. Lester Holt out as NBC Nightly News anchor. one-third off New York Times editorial board, say, bye. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist, quits in SNIT. Ryan Lizza scurries to Substack over credible misconduct allegations. Bill Owens, 60 Minutes GIF resigns in crybaby disgrace. The list above represents the regime media schlongings that have taken place just since Trump took office. More to come, I'm sure. I hope. All decent people hope. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.